Real Rock 103.9 The Bear. I am Jenna Jacobs on the Bear Lines with me right now. I have Dustin Diamond, actor, comedian, family man. What's going on, dude?
Just hanging out, enjoying the Christmas time.
Oh, absolutely. So, Dustin, of course, I have to throw this out there. Also known for his role as Screech from Saved by the Bell. But lately, you're doing this stand-up comedian act. I mean, what's going on? What's new in the world of Dustin Diamond?
Well, I'll tell you this. November of this year marked my 14th year doing stand-up. So I've been in the business 27 years, but when I got into stand-up, I had only been doing acting 13 years. So this marks my 14th year. So I've been doing it longer now than I've been doing anything else. So I'm officially a stand-up comedian extraordinaire.
Well, congratulations, man. It seems like just yesterday it was the 90s and we were all living the really bad style and hair days. So congratulations.
Hey, I like those days.
Man, it was easier then, I feel. It was cheaper. We could just go to thrift stores and do whatever. Now it's like, everything's overpriced. Speaking of overpriced, too, did you hear milk's going to raise to $7 next year?
Milk. How come?
Yes, I have no idea. I just saw it all over Twitter and the news the other day that milk's going to raise to $7. And I'm like, holy cow, now I need to get a goat.
That means everyone's going to have to switch full-time to beer.
Yes, exactly. See, you know what? You're just a smart man. Dustin, he's actually coming to South Bend. You've been here once or twice before, yeah?
Absolutely.
Cool. Well, Dustin has a stand-up show on New Year's Eve, actually. So if you don't have plans, try and make them at the Drop Comedy Club. For you, personally, being a stand-up comedian, what's the highlight of the stand-up comedy world for you?
Oh, gosh. I think stand-up in itself is the most raw form of entertainment. It's you, a microphone, an audience, and you live and die by your jokes. And I think that's there's a purity to that. And I think especially like on a show like New Year's where people come out and they're looking to have a good time, they're looking to laugh away their woes from the day and, you know, whatever bills they have just been, you know, whatever they've just received in the mail and all that. I think stand-up is probably my favorite medium.
Just comedy in general, it's the best form of therapy, if you will. I mean, music is as well, but between music and laughter, you just can't get any better than that. So definitely applaud you for going your whole comedy route, doing your own thing. So we went to social media yesterday because, I mean, I personally have a ton of questions that I'd like to ask you, but I like to involve the Bear fans as well. I'd just like to involve them in a few questions, if you don't mind me asking.
Fire away.
All righty. So Casey Kilmer wants to know what you do in your free time and what are your hobbies?
I'm a huge gamer, and my free time is mostly spent with watching movies and games. I'm a big movie buff. And I own, like, every video game console there is.
Really?
Like, almost every game for every console. I'm a huge fanatic about it.
That's awesome. See, me personally, I like the original Nintendo and then N64. You put me on James Bond, I will win every time. Try and put me on the Xbox, no way. I don't even know how to turn it on. It's terrible. Yeah, it's absolutely horrible. All right, so Adam Bope wants to know what your beer of choice is.
My beer of choice is a Sad Tale.
Okay.
Sad because I like Munich beers. Munich makes some good beers, and they make a beer called Löwenbräu. And Löwenbräu is my favorite, but you can't get it anymore out here.
What?
It's not allowed to be imported in, I guess. It's impossible to get it unless you go to Germany.
Wow.
Close second would probably be Murphy's Irish Stout.
Do you like the whole dark beer? You like it thick?
Oh, yeah.
So what music, what kind of genre of music do you listen to? Is it rock and roll, house? What do you go towards?
I like a bit of everything, but I'm mostly a metal guy and an obscure kind of
awesome
guy. I like Mr. Bungle meets Frank Zappa, you know?
Okay. See, I was thinking the other day, I'm like, what do I want to ask him? Because to me, just looking at you, I feel like you'd be the type that would be sitting in your living room like a Beavis and Butthead type, but wearing like a Slayer shirt or something along those lines. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what I have in my head. So.
Yeah, but I might also be caught wearing a Less Than Jake shirt, too. So I guess
okay.
You can throw Scott in there.
All right. Again, 103.9 The Bear. I have Dustin Diamond on the Bear Lines. We're going to social media right now, getting your questions out on the airwaves. So Craig Yoder wants to know why you wouldn't do a Saved by the Bell reunion.
Oh, I think a reunion would be fun.
Yeah.
I mean, the you know, what's funny is that after I did that Celebrity Fit Club show, everybody thought I was the big bad guy after that.
Yeah.
You know, that was all scripted.
Yep.
I'm not really mean. I'm actually quite approachable.
Yeah.
But it's funny because you have to go in and out crazy Gary Busey when you go on that show.
Right.
Which is really the task. I mean, those are pretty big shoes to fill.
Mm-hmm.
And I managed to pull it off. And the whole reason I did the bad guy angle was, A, you know, I got paid more to do it,
uh-huh.
which of course is always a plus. But the main reason is because I wanted footage me playing something that wasn't just the nerdy, dorky role. I wanted
Absolutely.
To get maybe on, you know, Breaking Bad or be on Dexter or something,
yeah.
you know, something more serious.
Yeah.
And it actually helped change my image from being just the goofball to being like doucheball. It's good, but unfortunately it backfired in a way because there's a lot of people out there that still think that, oh man, he must be really mean like that.
Yeah.
No, it's all TV.
That's what I wanted to address because one, you're an actor. I mean, that was your base. You are an actor. And going on Celebrity Fit Club, like just watching it, I'm like, okay, this could be one of two things. Either A, he's going crazy, or B, the producers pointed him in that direction because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about money. It's all about the cash.
Yeah. And for me, that wasn't the hardest part. For me, the hardest part was I had to gain 20-something pounds to get on the show.
Oh, come on now. Everyone's listening to this. They're like, oh, that's the hardest part? Really? I just got done with Christmas.
I know, because I don't gain weight like most people. So I had to, I drank Mega Mass shakes and just played PlayStation.
Nice. So you got a little bit of your fun time in there, too, since you said you're a huge gamer. So.
Oh, yes.
Awesome. Again, I have Dustin Diamond on the Bear Lines with me right now. If you want to spend your New Year's Eve with him, he's going to be in South Bend with two shows, actually, the Drop Comedy Club, 8 p.m. and 10:30. And I also read that at 10:30, it includes a free champagne toast.
Sweet.
Yeah. You get free champagne, dude.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to make 10 toasts.
Yeah, there you go. Mimosas, anyone? No? Okay. All right, so a few more questions for you, just a couple fun ones. Which do you prefer kind of thing? So beer or liquor?
Beer.
Comedy or scary movies?
I like scary movies, but that's a hard question to answer.
Yeah.
Lately, they've been having a lot of scary movies that come out that don't really have good endings.
Absolutely, yep.
The ending lets you down. It's like sort of, I'd say, horror film until their final, you know, climactic battle or the climactic letdown, as it can be.
Right.
And right when the film is about to go into that, I want it to suddenly go full bore comedy.
Right. Real quick, have you seen Cabin in the Woods?
Yes.
That's, as soon as you said that, the whole ending thing that sucks. Do you agree with me with that is the worst ending to a horror movie ever?
I wasn't expecting Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
I was hoping it was going to go comedy aliens at the end. But,
yeah
everybody running through the halls was kind of a letdown.
It was just weird to me. Like, at first, I'm kind of nervous. You know, my anxiety's building up. I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, really? That's the turn we're going to take this? So,
yeah.
All right. So, zombies or vampires?
If I had to be vampire, but I like zombies.
Yeah. Do you watch The Walking Dead?
Yes.
Yes. Insane show.
I'm glad they fixed the problem in the second season where they didn't have zombies on their zombie show.
I know. The second season was kind of just like a setup, but it was the longest setup ever. I was just like, really?
This last one has gotten really good.
Oh, this last one is intense. We have some listeners that actually read the comic books, and they're trying to blow it for me. So I have to literally hang up on some people after the shows. All right, so football or baseball?
Neither. Not a sports guy.
Saved by the Bell or The College Years? Which one was your favorite to personally act in?
Probably the original.
I mean,
The College Years was fun, but it's hard to beat your first Bayside high, you know?
Yeah. Well, again, I have Dustin Diamond on the Bear Lines with me. Again, if you want to spend New Year's Eve with Dustin, check out his stand-up. We do have direct links at 1039thebear.com. Click on the concert page, and you can actually order tickets straight from our website. And I believe they're $25 for a stand-up. And that's happening again New Year's Eve at the Drop Comedy Club. So, Dustin, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk to us. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
For Real Rock 103.9 The Bear, I am Jenna.